Radio Girl.
Hello, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Hello.
Hi.
Today is a kind of sad day because today we're doing the last show together.
Yes.
The next week.
Next week, Tim won't be here, but I'll be here, and next week will be my last radio show for a while, for a year-ish.
Are you planning to do something special?
I am just going to play all the music that I've always wanted to play on air. And okay. I'm not going to, I'll leave that to next week.
Okay, okay, surprise.
It'll be a surprise. It won't be anything huge. I'm not bringing anybody in. I'm not interviewing anyone. It'll just be kind of sad.
Yeah,
I'll turn off the lights and I'll cry in the dark by myself. No, I won't. And if I do, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So yeah, I'll try to do it very organized.
Tim, you'll do a great job.
I'll try to do it all right.
After next week, Tim will be taking over my show for a year because if you missed out on the news, I am going back to school, and so I won't actually have time to do much of anything. So Tim will be taking over my radio show, and he'll be doing a great job. And then, you know, after I'm done school, maybe I'll come back. Maybe Tim will just continue the show. Maybe Tim will get his own show, you know.
Who knows? We'll see what happens, but I hope the school thing will be successful. And yeah, sometime you find a way to come in to sit at a show.
I do have a couple weeks off every now and then, like after a couple months. So I'll come in.
Exactly. So I won't torture people with my...
Torture people? I'm sure it's fine. This chair is terrible. What did you just play, Tim?
We just played a band from Leamington, Ontario. That's a metal band, Bloodshot Eye. That was a song of their brand new album. And if you didn't catch it, it was a lady singing. Her name is Jessica.
It's kind of like the first time I heard a band called Arch Enemy. They have their female fronted, but you can't tell at all.
Exactly. Jessica.
The thing is, she looks like a girl too. There, you know, every now and then, like you'll go out there and like you'll see somebody from far away and you think it's a dude, but you find out later it's a lady. Not in this case. Not in this case.
No, I think she's doing a great job. I really like when ladies, they have like such a strong voice, especially for metal
such a
bands.
Strong presence, yeah.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Definitely.
So good
Shows
job.
That they can play with the boys. That was awesome.
That was a song of their brand new album, which is released 2010. And they also appeared at the music documentary Working Class Rockstar.
Interesting.
It was along the other two bands, Tub Ring and 3 Mile Scream, and that was kind of documentary about them and how is it tough to be a musician.
Yeah.
Like not to be a musician, to have music as your job, like
to have music as a major part of your life and to juggle different parts, like a social life or friends or family or a part-time job or whatever. So, yeah.
Again, it's not easy. We'll continue to the band, which has probably success doing music as their daytime job. Cancer Bats, one of your favorite bands.
Yeah.
And amazing tattoos.
Tattoo. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, mine, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple tattoos on my arms it's not like, I guess it is. I have Cancer Bats lyrics on my arms, but you can never tell. No one ever picks up on it. I have a couple, I have a severed goat's head and a severed ram's head with some Cancer Bats tattoos written around them, and no one ever picks up on it, unless I tell them. And then even then, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, cool.
I should say that if you never saw Marielle in real life, she has the best tattoos in the history of tattooing people. Because her tattoos are really amazing and really well done.
I just lucked out. I just found a couple good artists. And
they did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
So we'll play a song by Cancer Bats of their brand new album, which was released this Tuesday. And actually, Marielle, I found out what their album title means. Do you remember the name of the title was Bears, Mares, Scraps and Bones? And actually, that's the nicknames of each band
really?
Member.
How'd you find that out?
It says on the website, on the internet.com. And just says...
What's their nicknames?
I don't know. Bears, Mares, Scraps and Bones? I guess
sure.
so. Hopefully,
that's cute. That's kind of cute.
Hopefully, that's true.
Sweet.
And yeah, that's the song of their brand new album.
I want to hear how the show you went, but maybe we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, let's listen to Cancer Best and something else, and then I'll tell you about
I went to a show as well.
Oh, and that's a good thing. Okay. Cancer Best on We All Fall Down, 101.9 CITR.
Crashing down, realize you got caught. making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9. We just listened to the band from Copenhagen in Denmark, Stars Burn Stripes, and that was a song of their brand new EP called Buy Now, Pay Later, and obviously coming from the title of the EP, you can download this release for free from their MySpace. And before that, we started off the Cancer Bats and a song from their brand new album, which came out this Tuesday.
Yes, it was called Bears, Mayors, Scraps and Bones. And that song was called Dead Wrong, I
that
do believe.
That is correct. Yes.
Sweet.
Okay, like we promised, let's tell about the shows we went last week.
The shows we went to. Mine's just a stupid story. You can go first. Tell us about... Tim went to the Flatliner show.
And it was amazing.
I bet it was. It was last Friday?
Last Friday. Yes.
At the Media Club, and it was the Flatliners, the Cobra Skulls.
Broadway Calls and Party at the Moon Tower.
Yeah.
It was a really good show. I told already the last week that I was super stoked to see all the bands, and it rarely happens when I see, like, I'm super excited to see all the bands, and that was the time. And actually, I was super satisfied. Flatliners played lots of their older songs. They played only 3 songs of the new album, and Broadway Calls did a really, really good set playing songs of their both albums, and Cobra Skulls, I don't know what happened to me. I was just so excited.
Yeah.
They played lots of the songs which I wanted them to play, and they had problems because Devin, he had DUI thing, and
a DUI?
Yeah, like, no,
is that what,
like,
you said?
Yeah, like there was like when driving under influence.
Yeah.
Yes. So because he had a long time, but they had problem entering Canada.
Oh, and they had a hard time getting into the country.
And it took them forever.
Because he had a DUI in the past or something.
Yes, exactly. And then and then his bass broke. So like it was so like disappointing and everything. And then I think he just like started playing, and it was, I don't know.
Just a good time.
So good.
Were there a lot of people there, Tim?
Full club. Cool. I don't know if it was sold out, but it was really hard to get to the bar or to the washroom.
That's usually a good sign that the show's doing pretty well. I went to a show as well. On Monday, I went to go see Amon Amarth at the Rickshaw, and I had tickets ahead of time. And I'm someone who has spent, like, I've been going to shows for a long time. I've been to countless shows in the past. And I've been spending years trying to time things so that I get, if I don't want to see the opening bands, I want to get there to like just before the band that I want to see plays, and I'll just stay to watch them, and then I can leave because I want to be there for the shortest amount of time possible, and I don't want to be out too late. And I don't know if that's because I'm getting old or whatever, or I just get tired earlier, or if I'm just lazy. I don't know, but I've spent a long time trying to perfect the skill. So usually what you do is like you find out what time the doors open, and then you find out how many bands are playing, and then you can kind of guess, you know, when about the band that you want to see. In this case, Amon Amarth is going on. And I was going with Derek, and I asked him, I called him earlier that afternoon, and I was like, what time do the doors open for the show? Because I bought tickets, and I left them at his place. Uh-huh. And he was like, doors open at 8. I was like, okay, that means Amon Amarth will probably go on around 10. I was like, 10 feels like a good time. Like, let's get to the Rickshaw around 10. And we got there around 10, and they were halfway done. Amon Amarth was halfway through their set. Ooh. Because doors opened at 6, not 8, because somebody can't read.
Ooh.
I know, but it was still awesome. I still got to see them perform a lot of songs that I wanted to see, and it was great. There were a lot of people there. And they had a really good, like, stage presence. I don't know how I feel about the Rickshaw because it's a giant cement building, and cement walls don't make for good acoustics, really.
But good that we have at least some kind of place where we can go and see the shows, because...
Definitely, yeah.
Because there's even a movie coming out, No Fun City.
And I've seen the trailer for that.
Yeah, also, I'm really excited to see
it. A lot of venues have closed down in Vancouver in the past 5 or 10 years.
And I don't think we should complain. It's really awesome that we have the Rickshaw and when we could go to see shows there.
Yeah, like smaller or medium-sized venues that support like local and independent shows.
Exactly.
It's absolutely awesome. I just bummed out that I missed half of a Monomarth, but that's okay because they'll be back, right? Sure, why not?
He's all the way from Sweden. Yeah, are they from Sweden?
They're from somewhere in Europe. I don't know, like Norway or something. I don't know. Next time, I'm holding on to the tickets so I can plan this out.
Okay. the next song we'll play is the band from Germany called Oxys. Oxys is the brainchild of Dave Laney. Also, he was the founding member of Chicago bands A Mile Maker and Challenger, and he is actually from Chicago.
Okay.
I think. And but now he lives in Germany, in Hamburg, and he started his own band, and they perform and play music in Germany. There will be I will be playing the song of their brand new album. The name of the album is in German, Ich kann nicht mehr. That means in English, I cannot anymore. And this album came out in Europe on Gunner Records in April, and I emailed Dave and we talked a little bit about the band. He told me lots of interesting stuff, and he said that he is also looking for labels in North America to release the album. So I hope maybe this helps. Maybe someone listening and they like it.
And this is why I think Tim is going to do a great job taking over my show, because Tim goes out of his way to research a lot of these bands, and he even tries to contact a lot of them to get as much info as he can so that he can share it with you guys. So I have complete confidence in you, Tim.
Thank you so much. I hope it's interesting for people and for listeners, what I'm telling, but it's interesting for myself too, because I'm really, if I like something, I want to know.
You want to know more about it, yeah.
And that's then if I like it, I really love having an opportunity to share it with the listeners. And if they love it,
that's why I love doing the radio show as well.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, the best. I think I've talked about this before, but the best part about doing the show is when people call it, and this doesn't happen very often. The thing is, like, this happens once every couple months, but every now and then someone will call in and they will be so excited about something. They'll be like, I just played a song, and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Who is this? I can't believe that this sounds so good. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's a really good feeling.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of evaluation of your...
It's kind of why I do it, right?
So call us if you like music.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll listen to the band Oxys from Hamburg, Germany on We All Fall Down 101.9 CITR.
Music Waste 2010, Vancouver's premier independent music festival, is now accepting submissions.
As other local independent music festivals come and go, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of the music community and the wealth of talent Van City has to offer.
Email submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. Provide a MySpace link, contact information, and that's it. Deadline for submissions is April 15th. Join the Music Waste group on Facebook for updates. Music Waste 2010, June 2nd to the 5th.
Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival. We're safe now. Cut.
Hello, Lee, listening to 101.9 CITR, we all fall down.
Sure are.
Before that, we just listened to a Canadian band called Omegas. They're from Montreal, and they that's their second 7-inch, relatively brand new band, and it was released on No Idea Records. And the name of the song was Treat Meat, and the name of the 7-inch is Sonic Order. Before that, we listened to the German band Oxes, and hopefully people excited, and hopefully
hopefully people will like it.
Okay. So, yeah, it's really, really, we were talking about the shows before, and then we talked about that I had to do some legal stuff.
Yeah.
Regarding bringing...
You don't want to talk about that on air, do you?
No.
No. No.
It's just too, it's boring, I think.
It's all right. We lead really interesting lives. I swear, we're really awesome people.
I'm all right.
No, I'm not. I am so boring. I am so. This weekend, my friends and I are getting together, and we're holing up in one guy's apartment, and we're playing computer games for 3 days straight.
Holy guacamole!
Yeah, we might leave to go play in a card tournament. But who knows?
This is crazy, because in my life, I played only one game. It's FIFA Soccer, and then you just need to fill the gap and enter the year, because I buy it every year when it comes out in October, and I buy it and I play. And I have PSP, or before that I was playing on PC. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the only FIFA game I play. Soccer. And you just...
I have no life, Tim! I stay at home and play video games, and when I leave the house, it's only to bring my computer to somebody else's house so I can play more video games.
You play computer games, or...?
Yeah, well, I have my... I have an Xbox and a Wii and a bunch of other consoles and a computer, and I have them all hooked up to one monitor, so I can just sit there in front of my computer, and when I don't want to play a computer game, I'll just switch the input to, like, the Xbox, and I'll play it. Ah! I'll cry deeply.
This is, to me, like, I know that computer games are huge, but I'm just not very... I don't know how to play. Maybe I didn't never play the good games, but I just not really into that. So to me, that sounds crazy.
It sounds, kind of is. Loser.
And playing 3 days straight, that sounds even more crazier to me.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of drinking.
Exactly. That's reminded me a Russian tradition, which is called submarine. When people...
Submarine?
Yeah.
Okay.
When people living in... like university hostel, or they're just renting an apartment, and it's usually during university years.
Okay.
So, for example, group of people, usually three or four people, they buy a whole bunch of alcohol. Mostly it's vodka, because it's easy.
Yeah.
And
it's Russia.
that is correct, too. Yeah. And they block all the windows, everything, all the doors, they block everything. They turn off all the telephones, and they turn off all the clocks and all the watches.
Yeah.
So they don't know, is it day or night, what time of the day is it, what is it. And they drink alcohol straight.
Yeah, for how many days, just until you pass out?
That's the challenge.
Oh, like, you don't know.
How many days you can last. And then some people say, that's always like, you drink, sleep. So this is the fun part about it.
Yeah.
And I heard people doing like 4 days. And like,
really?
Like, and I never tried this. I don't know, I
did
drink.
It's kind of dangerous. This is, don't, you know... Yeah, we might be talking about this. We're not going to say that this is the best idea in the world, because this sounds like a recipe for like really bad alcohol poisoning, which could lead to complications.
You need to know your kind of, you know, yeah. how much
if you're
you can
responsible
drink.
And you know.
No, it's like, for adults, I hope.
It's for adults. And, adults only.
And you can, if you're not adult enough, you can buy alcohol. So that's kind of good. So the kids won't lock them up and drink the whole bunch of vodka.
Yeah.
But this thing reminded me when you told me about playing computer games for 3 days.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of like that, except the windows will be open. We're going to know when it's day or night, maybe. I don't know. Let's stop talking about how much of a loser I am, Tim. I'll save that for next week when you're not around.
Oh, okay. Be careful.
All right. What are we playing next?
Next, I really want to play the band from Berkeley, California.
Yeah.
The band's name is Atom Age.
Atom Age.
Atom Age. Thank you for saving my
ESL.
English, I guess.
English, second language.
That is how it is.
Tim's accent is great. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
I hope so too. Actually, I talked to my friend.
Yeah.
Who is Canadian, and he knows lots about politics and radio, and he said that he never heard a person with an accent on the radio.
Really? We used to have a Russian language show on CITR.
No, actually, speaking English second language show.
Oh, I see.
So we got, and I can understand, because especially on a bigger, like, government radios, they want people with the good voices.
They want people who can speak, like, English, because it's our primary language here.
Exactly.
They want people who are fluent in it, who can articulate, but...
And then when they say something that people can understand.
Yeah.
So thank you to CITR that they've given me such a great opportunity to scare people over the air radio waves.
Yep.
Okay, so the Atom Age, I heard them first. I bought the 7-inch at the Queers show last year, and they had a 7-inch with Queers, 2 songs from Atom Age and 2 songs from the Queers.
Yeah.
And the brand new album came out this year on Solidarity Records, and it was in March. And the cool thing about this band, I don't know if it's cool or not, but I really like it, that they play a straight up punk rock, nothing super, like it's just regular punk rock, but they have a saxophone. And it sounds interesting.
Kind of like, so is it kind of like Less Than Jake?
No, there's not, it's different, it's different.
Okay.
It has like a similarity, but it's like straight up punk rock. There's no like ska or something.
Okay.
And they just like saxophone,
just
I guess.
Saxophone, dude?
It just is kind of like maybe a solo guitar or something.
Well, it's kind of, that almost reminds me of, there's a genre called folk metal, and it's becoming bigger. And
Fintroll,
and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this, but like Illuvity or...
Oh, yeah, Lynch, I know
whatever.
Those guys,
they opened for Amon Amarth, and, and it's kind of like that, where you have like a really solid and like technically good metal band, but there are also members in the band who play the freaking like mandolin or the accordion. Mm-hmm.
Is it like in punk rock, like Flog and Molly kind of stuff?
Kind of, yeah.
Because
they're
using
all
this.
You have like traditional
like,
instruments, folk instruments, and then but you're playing them to like punk beats or metal beats.
Exactly.
Right? So there's a guy with like double kick, but then there's the guy with the accordion as well, and you're like, I feel like I shouldn't be here or something.
No, I like this stuff.
Good. It's interesting.
I like when the bands do stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyways, let's listen to the Atom Age on We All Fall Down 101.9 CITR.
Just go away. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. It's Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, you listen to Well Fall Down on 101.9 CITR.
Yes, you are. What's up, Tim?
Not much. We just listened to the local band called McCrackens. They're a Canadian pop punk band. And on the Wikipedia page, I don't know how accurate is that, but it says that they have 70 releases from over 30 different record labels.
Oh, okay.
I think that's very impressive. 70 releases for 30 different record labels?
Maybe. You might be able to if you, like, I don't know, it's been around for a while.
Still, that's, I think, like, of course, 7 inches, yeah, and, like, live shows and proper albums.
Yeah.
But still, I
EPs,
think
that's a lot.
That's good. They have a brand new album, which is 2010, mm-hmm, and there's a CITR relation to this band in November, yeah, 2009. The Finnish label Killer Records, they released their live CD, which features a 1995 CITR radio station hosted by Nordwar, the human servant.
Crazy.
So in Finland, they released this live album, which, nice, was recorded here, and yeah, Nordwar was hosting it, and I think that's
awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah.
14th studio album, called It Ain't Over Easy, and the name of the song was Dear Life. Yeah, let's announce some upcoming shows we,
sure, yes,
have in future.
In the future. We already talked about shows that Tim and I went to this past week, and maybe you attended them as well, but if you didn't, then I highly recommend that you check some of these out, because we're obviously at the doorstep of summer here. It's a beautiful day outside, and with summer comes lots of awesome shows. Lots of opportunities to get out there and to stop playing your computer games.
Like some people do,
like
for 3 days straight.
For a very long time. tonight, you can check out Overkill. They're playing at the Red Room. More metal for you. There are a couple bands opening for them. And I remember reading the listing for it and thinking that they're cool, but I don't remember who's opening for them. But that's a good metal show that's happening tonight. Tomorrow night, Los Furios are playing at the Bourbon. They always, their local ska band. They always put on good party time shows. Cambridge is also playing at Pat's Pub tomorrow night. Another local band. Then the 17th, April 17th, Dreadnought is playing at Pub 340. It says that's their last show.
That is
the Dreadnought's
correct.
Last show.
I think it's Pub 340 last, yeah, show. I think they're closing down and it's stuck.
Wait, Pub 340 is closing?
I don't really remember, but I think it says the last something,
yeah,
last show or something, last bash.
Weird.
At Pub 340. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, but it says something like that on the poster, but I know that Dreadnoughts there have huge plans, and they, mm-hmm, go into Europe, and yeah, they're definitely not breaking up. So
yeah, yeah.
I hope
so. That might be Pub 340's last show.
I don't know. Let me find on the internet, and we'll see.
Yeah.
But Pub 340 is my probably favorite small venue in Vancouver.
It's good. Yeah.
So
my favorite venue was probably, I really liked, and I don't know if you were in Vancouver when we had this, but there's a band called Mesa Luna.
Oh, yeah,
Broadway.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there, yep, but I heard about this place.
And I also really liked Richards on Richards, and mm-hmm, both those places, mm-hmm, are closed now.
Yes.
Maybe also Pub 340, which would suck. Sonata Arctica is playing April 18th. That is happening at Venue Nightclub. It used to be the Plaza, and then they got renovated, and it actually looks pretty good now. So it's actually an all right venue to have shows at. Then April 22nd, Fintroll and Moonsorrow, couple of folk metal bands that we were talking about earlier, are playing at the Red Room. Go Ghetto Tigers playing April 24th at the Bourbon. Fucked Up is playing May 13th at the Biltmore. Hypocrisy is playing May 18th at the Rickshaw Theater. Then May 22nd, 3 Inches of Blood are playing a show also at the Rickshaw. And that show will also be a DVD filming. So it's pretty cheap to go. It's $15 and you will be in a 3 Inches of Blood musical digital video disc. Is that what DVD stands for? Dub.
Digital. Should be digital. Videos probably, yeah.
Digital vinyl dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yep. Device, huh?
Device, maybe. Who knows? So that's May 22nd. Then a few days later, Henry Rollins is coming to Vancouver for a spoken word show that's happening May 25th at the Center for Performing Arts. ISIS is coming to Vancouver end of May, May 31st at the Rickshaw Theater. But the same night, the Buzzcocks are also playing at venues, so that's going to be an interesting night for competing shows. And then in June, Strike Anywhere are playing their own headlining show, June 4th. That's happening at the Rickshaw. And Iron Maiden also coming to Vancouver, June 24th at GM Place. And then in July, middle of summer, the Agrolites will be playing July 8th at Venue Nightclub. So and a whole bunch of shows, and they're going to be announcing more in the future.
Yeah, and Agrolites, I just wanted to add that they're also playing the Victoria Ska Festival.
Nice.
I went for the first time the last year and it was amazing. It was Mighty Mighty Bostons and Wooda Glow Skulls, and I was just amazed how great was it. Yeah, and now Agrolites, one of my favorite live bands,
playing the Victoria Ska Festival. And do you know when that is? Or?
The next week. When will they play in July?
They're playing July 8th here.
So, the weekend, they're playing.
That's pretty awesome. Coheed and Cambria are also playing, not here in Vancouver, but they're playing in Seattle. In Portland, I think like May 7th and 8th. So if you're a big fan of them, I'm thinking about going down to Seattle to see them, but it means that I'd have to skip a day or two of school. So do I like them that much? I don't know, Tim. I don't know.
Okay, so now I'm on the Facebook and it says the Dreadnoughts rock Pub 340 one last time. And there's a description sentences. In case if you all didn't know, one of our best local punk venues is being sold and will be probably bought up by some rich foreign person who will turn the
Pub 340 is getting sold. It's going up for sale and I guess they don't know who's buying it yet, but maybe there's a chance that whoever is buying it will keep it as a music venue.
Yeah, I hope so.
So we don't know, but like I guess the future is uncertain for Pub 340 at this point. It could stay the same. It could be picked up by a bigger venue promoter. Could be picked up by a foreign investor, like the internet is so eloquently describing.
But so. Says and the poster says. No, not the poster, the Facebook event says the Dreadnoughts Rock Pub 340 one last time. So this Saturday, I guess that's the last show, and it's really sad.
The last show under current management, so
but
who knows?
I don't really want changes to this venue. It was so perfect.
Who knows? So that's this Saturday at Pub 340.
Okay, and we'll play our last song for today, and I want to finish the set of the well-known band called Against Me, because they are releasing, their album comes out in June, but April 20th, they're releasing a digital EP, which has two songs from the album, I Was a Teenage Anarchist, which is their new single, and the song I'll play called Rapid Decompression. It also has two B-sides, and usually their B-sides are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So this album will be available for downloading on April 20th. And yeah.
Great.
That's Against Me, Rapid Decompression. That's the song I'll play.
Okay.
Thank you, Marielle, for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome, Tim.
I can't stop thanking you because this is just, that was my dream and you made it come true.
You are taking care of this while I have to go to school. So thank you, Tim. I don't know. There's not much else I can say. You're going to do a great job. Don't worry about it. And people are going to love it more than they already do now, so
I'll try to do so.
I'll still be around. I'm coming back next week. Next week I'm hosting the show by myself because Tim will be out of town to watch NoFX in
Teenage Bottle Rocket
and Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Sly.
So I'll be hosting my last show by myself next week. So stay tuned to CITR next Thursday, all week, this week, all the time. After this song, we have The Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, hosted by Robin, but he's not here today, so the show is pre-recorded. Yes. So thank you, Tim. Have a great time at NoFX.
And you, thank you so much, Marielle.
You're welcome, Tim.
You were listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR, Against Me, Rapid Decompression.